USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leave It to Beaver star Tony Dow's death was prematurely announced on Tuesday after his wife Lauren mistakenly notified the actor's management team. Dow's manager said his wife was very distraught over the condition of her husband, who is currently in hospice care. As Americans brace for a recession, the Feds will make an announcement at the close of their meeting today. Many experts believe a 75 basis point increase is what the announcement will bring. Russia is planning to pull out of the International Space Station after 2024 and starting their own station like the Chinese have already done. Space physicist at Imperial College in London, Dr. Martin Archer on Sky News.
The collaboration across many, many different countries in the ISS has been more about more than politics. It's been about science, engineering, human achievement, and to see politics get in the way is really quite sad.
USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
Facebook parent company Meta Platforms is expected to post its biggest drop in daily users and its first decline in revenue as the company struggles to adjust to rival TikTok. The company is expected to report quarterly revenue of $28.9 billion, according to analytics surveyed by FactSet. The COVID-19 pandemic did not hit young children. In fact, young kids were the least affected, with an extremely low death rate. A new study shows parents were paying attention to the facts.
Newly released polling data shows most parents are not interested in vaccinating their young children. The Kaiser Family Foundation released the survey on Tuesday, which showed that 83% of parents with children under 5 years of age who are eligible for the vaccine are not planning to get their child vaccinated right now. Currently, only 7% reported their children under five are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A massive 23-ton Chinese rocket that delivered materials to a space station on Monday is expected to fall uncontrollably to Earth next week. Where it's going to hit, nobody knows. As mainstream media ramps up their attacks on President Trump, Attorney General Merrick Garland continues to cater to Democrats on NBC News when asked about President Trump's possible 2024 re-election bid.
We intend to hold everyone, anyone who is criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th.
Unprecedented, as this is happening during a midterm election cycle. Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker on Fox News announces his displeasure of the Department of Justice and says Trump will probably not be charged.
Ultimately, I don't think he does, but this is, you know, well timed to raise those questions. I think the, you know, the Department of Justice appears to be actively not only paying attention to what the House committee is doing, but also taking its cues from it. I'm really concerned that the separation between these two branches is almost invisible right now as it relates to the January 6th investigation. And, you know, there's so many things that they could be doing with their time, because every time you take resources and put them on one investigation, you have to take them off of and not do other investigations. So, you know, his interview, I was very concerned about several things he said.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.